listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
She ran the Christian bookstore in Vero Beach, Florida for 30 years, Wings of Joy, and her name is Joanne Stazuski.
Yeah, this was in, this was probably 10 years before then. I had a 4 and a 5 year old, or a 5 and a 6 year old, and I just couldn't imagine, you know, not being there for them. It just broke my heart. My husband actually drove right up on the medium on the way home. We were both crying so hard, just thinking about it. But then when I got home, an elderly friend called up and asked me how I made out at the doctor, because she knew I'd been in the hospital for a week. And I said, well, I have MS. And she said, Joanne, don't believe it. Had never thought about that. And so I started thinking, okay, if I don't believe it, then I'm going to try trusting in the Lord. And then some friends came by to... I was involved in a prayer group, and our prayer group met, and they had been at a meeting at Mother Buckingham's that morning, a Bible study. That's Jamie Buckingham's wife, mother. And she had a visiting pastor there that was an evangelist, and he was, I don't even know how you would say it.
Gifted in healing?
Yes. And so they said that people were being slain in the spirit. And I said, well, what's that? And they said, well, kind of like when you just fall down after somebody's prayed for you. And they said, we want you to come tonight. He's going to be at the Methodist Church on 43rd. So I went out there, and I was up with several other people when he asked for those that needed prayer to come forward. And he prayed for me. And I felt like a bolt of lightning went through my right side, and I was down on the ground weeping.
A bolt of lightning went through your right side. I wonder why the right side. And what did that feel like?
Like a charge of electricity, yeah. It really did. It was definitely...
What happened when you were on the ground? Were you unconscious?
I was in glory. I was just feeling glorious.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling absolutely glorious, yes.
When you got up, did you know you'd been healed?
No, I felt like I had been, because I knew something happened. I knew something happened, and I was having so many random symptoms. I mean, my arms would go numb. My face was giving me trouble. I was having severe headaches. I had been to several doctors with all these strange things that would happen were happening to me. My legs would go numb, and... never again have I had another symptom.
Totally healed.
Totally healed, absolutely.
That's amazing. So you fell out of the car at 1. They gave you only days to live, and you survived that.
24
hours. Then you're told you have MS. Within 4 years, you'll be in a wheelchair. And you're healed. You go to a service where the evangelist has a gift of healing from the Lord, and in the Lord's name, you're healed.
Yes, and I've been prayed for several times where I truly believe that the Lord is using men to heal and to just be a blessing to others. Recently, I was prayed for, and the words the pastor said, only the Lord would know what was on my heart. My husband and I love to dance. We met at a dance. And New Year's, I was at a place where people were dancing, and just so wanting to dance again. Mm. The pastor prayed for me, and he said, you will dance again.
Gee.
And what's been taken from you will be restored. And I have had an awful lot taken from me. I've had 3 major events where a lot of money has been taken from me.
People literally ripped you off as an older woman.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, not just as an older woman, just being kind and trusting. Almost everything is because we've trusted somebody. And, you know, when I sold the store, the people didn't pay me. And, well, there's just 3 major things where it's been, you know, if I had that money now, I would have no problems at all.
But you ran Wings of Joy for 30 years.
Yes, absolutely.
How much were you owed on that?
$30,000.
That's all?
Well, because the county condemned the building. So for 5 years, I was in an eminent domain lawsuit. We had to pay the lawyer over $90,000. No, she was over $100,000. We had to pay some kind of tax for $90,000. We had to mortgage our house up to the hilt because we had to wait these 5 years while they decided what they were going to do. And I couldn't do anything. I couldn't sell the business. I couldn't sell the building because they said they were going to take the parking, and they still haven't taken the parking.
They still haven't taken the business. The building is still there.
Well, that's what I mean. The building is still there. They still haven't done anything with it. So,
I think a good attorney out there might be able to, you know.
Well, Anyway, bottom line is it's just that no matter what, the Lord blesses me in other ways, you know. Just so many ways. I feel completely blessed. I really do.
Well, let's hear some more stories about things that have happened your way.
Okay. Well, my mom died at 46 with cancer. And that was pretty hard. And then a few years later, my father was murdered.
How was your father murdered? Oh, mafia?
No, he wasn't murdered by the mafia, but he had never owned anything. We always lived upstairs from my grandparents, and then my parents divorced. My father lived in the next town, and he was a black belt in karate. He was a really good-looking guy. He reminded me of Dean Martin. And when he was around, everybody was around him to see what was going on because he was just a captivating personality. He was definitely not the fatherly type, though. He had five older sisters. He had been totally spoiled and didn't really take any responsibility for anything. But he was a black belt in karate, so some attorneys hired him to collect rent in a building on Main Street in Middletown, Connecticut. They rented out the rooms by the week furnished, so you could throw anybody out right then. You know, if you wanted them out, you just said, okay, you're gone, and they had to leave. They didn't have to have 30 days notice or anything. So they hired my father to collect the rent, and it was a pretty rough place. I heard that he had been knifed a couple of times, and then the attorneys heard that the county was going to condemn the building, so my father said, I can fix it up for you. So he did some renovations, and then the attorneys just didn't want to be bothered with it, so they sold it to my father, and he was so proud to own something for the first time. I understand that he used to wash the garbage cans out and keep it just so immaculate because he was so proud of it. And he got it so cleaned up that he could actually hire a girl to come and sit downstairs and collect the rent on Fridays. And this one Friday, he told the gal, you're going to have to ask Reeves to get out. And he came back later that day, and the gal said, you better get upstairs. Reeves is really upset. So my father went upstairs. He came back down, picked up the phone, and called the police, and he said, you better get over here. This guy's going to kill me. And he went back upstairs. The guy shot him in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun. So that's the story we heard. I understand that the man who killed him was taken care of when he got out of prison by the mafia. They said that my father had a small, I don't know what you call it, a little small gun in his pocket, and that it was knocked out on the floor, and that could have been knocked out by the blast. But I don't know what all the deal was, but I just know that that man is now gone. He was hit by a car, and his body was thrown in the woods, never to be found again. When I was at the funeral, this man came up to me, and he said, are you the oldest? And I said, yes, and he stuck out his hand, and he said, 3 days after he's out. And I knew immediately what he meant. There were five other men behind him that also had suits on that were short. And I figured I knew who they were. Evidently, he was taken care of by family.
By family, yeah. Wow, you've had quite a wild life, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell us another story, though, that has to do with the Lord. Give us a miraculous encounter.
Well, I'm on the prayer team at Calvary Chapel, and I have had people tell me that as I've prayed for them, they've had healings. I was praying for somebody for her back, and she said, I felt my back move. And she has been, you know, claiming that healing ever since. But I just truly enjoy praying for people, and not literally on my knees for them, but spiritually I'm on my knees. I love keeping people in prayer.
What is prayer, though? You know, why some kneel, some get prostrate on the floor, others stand, bowing their heads?
It's talking to your best friend. That's the way I consider it. You know, I'm talking to Jesus all day long.
But do you get better results when you pray? Well, so, okay, so I talk to Jesus all day long. You talk to Jesus all day long. Yeah. Is that prayer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But there are times also you go into your prayer closet and specifically pray for an outcome?
Yeah. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was really diligent about keeping a prayer diary, and it's been so wonderful to look back at things and to see how things have been answered. I don't usually hear from the Lord like some people do, and I keep asking the Lord, how come I just don't hear you saying specific things to me? Because I was talking to somebody recently who, you know, she said as a child, the Lord told her, I'm going to tell you great and mighty things. And she's told me so many times different things that the Lord has told her. And one was, again, that Vero Beach was going to be the beginning of revival.
Now, you heard that from Jonathan Kahn. You said he said that when he visited here. Who else has said it?
The first time I heard it, somebody came from the Carolinas to tell me. She said she was getting this word from the Lord for so long, and she just had to leave it with somebody. She was from the Carolinas, and she came down specifically to tell somebody that revival was going to start in Vero Beach. It was going to be like a tsunami coming over the ocean. So at the time, I told Roger Ball about it, and he was president of the Ministerial Association. I thought, well, he could probably spread that word, but I've been waiting, and I'm believing it. I really see the Lord at work in this town in a mighty way.
How do you see that?
Just knowing what's going on at Calvary Chapel, what's going on at Oceans. I mean, the Lord is at work. He's doing things. He's doing mighty things. He truly is, drawing so many people in.
Do you think you spared your life? Well, you were the person that got hit by a car at Calvary Chapel's Easter celebration at Riverside Park. Yeah. I heard some lady was hit by a car. I found out later on that was you.
I know it.
You're okay?
Well, I'm here. I had kyphoplasty procedure done 2 weeks ago where they put cement in between your vertebrae to relieve the pressure because I had a fracture from it. I am still experiencing some pain, and I'm sure it's my own fault because I don't realize. I think I have too much strength for my back to take.
Well, we're gonna pray that gets healed.
Yeah, okay, I know, because I'm just constantly picking up things that I shouldn't be picking up.
Don't do that. All right, well, pick up your Bible and make sure you pick up your prayer cloth and pray for us. Hey, someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness, as it's written, give unto others, your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day, right?
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another blessed day in paradise.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as He is.
You